This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach. Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's kick it off now and go with Paula. Hi, Paula.
Hi. I am actually a new listener, and I was wanting just to get some knowledge from you. I've not heard you address children's health, but what I'm wanting to find out tonight is if you can give me any pointers or some direction on children that teachers may say are hyperactive or need to be tested for ADHD. I know okay. The drill. I know they'll do a trial or of Ritalin or whatever the pharmaceutical drug of choice would be. But as I've researched that, I've gotten very fearful of the side effects. So I'm hoping I can find some maybe natural alternatives to, or even food, diet. What advice could you give me?
Well, there's a lot you can do for ADHD, and there's a lot of causes for it that a lot of people really don't know, kind of the deep down triggers of what makes it happen. But attention deficit disorder, I mean, it's a big deal with kids, but it's also a big deal with adults as well.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, so is this, obviously this is for your child, right?
Yes.
And a boy or a girl?
He's a boy and he's 7.
He's 7. All right. And have they declared this, or has his pediatrician said this, or
no,
how do you know?
The teachers are saying that he has trouble focusing, paying attention. He's more hyper than the other boys. And our pediatrician is telling us that they just basically, there's no test that they can do. They just do a trial, drug trial. And at that point, if it is successful and it does help him, then that's, at that point, they would declare him to be, I guess, that's the information I'm getting from our pediatrician right now.
Yeah, and that's pretty standard. I was just curious to see, you know, kind of what everyone has said in your circle. Because ADHD is challenging. And, I mean, let me ask you this. You as a mom, for the last, he's 7, so for the last, say, 2 years, has his pattern been the same with his behavior, or has it changed drastically?
It's been the same. He's my 3rd son, and he's different. So his activity level. But I do notice, and you know, I've been very observant because I'm trying at all costs to avoid Ritalin, but I've noticed that sugar really does make him really bizarre. I mean, it really does makes him a little unmanageable. I mean, he just can't be still. He can't sit still.
Let me give you a little bit of wisdom. When it comes to kids or adults, diet is everything. What you put in their body, yeah. Because think about it. Everything you put in your body is what your body uses to make new cells. Okay? So I know you're a new listener, so remember that your cells last about 120 days. Then they die off. The red blood cells do. And then new ones form. Okay? So your body can only make new healthy cells in the body based on the foods that we eat. So think about it in a real simple term. Good food will make good cells. Bad food or junk food will make junk cells. And so it depends on the kind of foods that you feed your child will determine the kind of cells and how well their body functions. And some pediatricians will say it's okay to drink milk and it's okay to eat, you know, pretty much whatever. Just make sure they're getting, you know, they're eating and they're keeping their weight on. I mean, I've even heard pediatricians talk about eating ice cream to get your calcium, and I just think it's not correct because it's loaded with sugar. There's the casein protein that's in cow's milk dairy that's really hard for the body to break down. It's a lot easier to break down milk such as goat's milk or coconut milk for the body. And you're going to get, it's really not about getting calcium out of that anyway. It's more about getting calcium out of vegetables. You're going to get a higher amount of calcium out of vegetables regardless, but it's more about vitamin D than it is calcium. So, I mean, we could stay on this call for an hour and I could take you from A to Z, but I want to focus on the ADHD. Two questions. One, does he drink a lot of milk products? Yes or no?
Say that again.
Okay. Does he eat or drink milk or eat a lot of milk based products, dairy products?
An average. I mean, the bowl of cereal. He likes yogurt and a little cheese, but not, you know, an excessive amount.
Okay, that's all right. But daily, he has some form of dairy daily, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And then, what about you said cereal? So, does he eat his fair share of flour-based foods, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, those sorts of foods?
Yeah.
Okay. One item that they found in research, okay, that when it comes to brain chemistry, because that's what you're dealing with ADHD, it's a brain chemistry issue. That's why they do a test with Ritalin and Focalin, because if they can affect the dopamine levels in the brain and they can affect the frontal lobe of the brain, then that can get a child focused, so they say. It really kind of numbs them out a little bit. That's why I don't like it either. But some kids are overly hyperactive, and even natural means can't do the trick, and sometimes the medication is necessary. So I'm not anti-medicine in any way. I'm really the guy that goes right down the middle. Okay, so I'll give you balanced information for and against always. But here's the deal. With ADHD, one of the key tips that you always want to think about, and you do want to let your pediatrician know that you're attempting some of these things for sure. I'm not a big fan of just kind of winging it based on what I tell you or what you read in a magazine or whatever. But gluten-free is the way to go for brain chemistry-related issues. First and foremost, it's the first line that I personally would do with my own child. It's the first line, okay?
Okay.
Eliminating gluten from the diet. And remember, there's all kinds of gluten-free alternatives, right? There's even rice Chex that they make now that is gluten-free when you're, you know, that still costs whatever, $3. So it is possible to do and it won't break your bank. And that's what a lot of people freak out over, but don't worry about that. You got to think about the way he eats as the first line of what you do with his health. It is the priority because what you put inside his body is going to make a huge difference. So going gluten-free, really simple. You want to, my opinion, when you're going gluten-free, you can do the alternatives, but even with kids, it's better to go with, and I've got a book called Empowering Your Health, and so there's all kinds of details in there about this, but you go lean quality proteins like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, even protein powders are fine, and then low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables. Not a lot of the starchy carbohydrates and staying away from the breads and all the flour-based foods. And then healthy fats. For brain chemistry-related issues like ADHD, healthy fats are really important, like fish oil and cooking with real butter, cooking with coconut oil. They both don't break down under heat. Using plenty of nuts like almonds, walnuts, cashews. Let me also give you some things that are really important for brain chemistry. All right, we're dealing with dopamine when you're dealing with ADHD, typically. And so there's a lot of foods that build up dopamine levels that keep them stable. Meat, fish, eggs, hard cheeses, like goat cheese, of course, and chocolate, actually. A little bit of chocolate. I know you said sugar makes them freak out a little bit, but the dark, dark chocolate, that has been proven to help with dopamine levels. Staying off of caffeine, obviously, is a big one. And there are supplements, but, at 7, I wouldn't really play around with the supplements. I would stick with the foods. I really would. I mean, if you want to think supplements for your kid, a good whole food multivitamin, cod liver oil for your omega-3 fish oils. It has vitamin A and vitamin D, and also probiotics. Those are all really good supplements to consider doing some research on. And keep me posted how he's doing. And thanks for being a new listener. I hope that helps.
paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Flockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. FlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at FlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. FlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms.
Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. 303-483-4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Check out the show 24/7 at healthcoachradio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. This show is about you. It's about your health, and it's about your life. Why? Because your health is your greatest wealth. It's the one thing that was given to you for free. And taking care of it every single day, all you have to do are make some good common sense choices, working with the genetics that you have, and you'll be amazed at what can happen with your health every single day. And it can change. A lot of people think, I've lost it. I've gained 30 pounds. I'll never get it off. I've gained 100 pounds. I might as well just keep eating and eating and eating. You know, obesity is one of the greatest challenges we have today. Literally, if we could get people down back to their fighting weight, we would conquer so many health challenges that we're facing in our system today. And that's what we want to help you do on this show. The show is to encourage you, is to inspire you, to take you to the next level with where you want to be. Herbert in Wichita Falls writes, my mother, grandmother, and dad all suffer from type 2 diabetes. I want to stop the family cycle. Where do I start? Herbert, that is a great question. I love it. Why? Because you're ahead of the game. You see where your parents have been. You see where your grandparents have been. And you don't want it to be you. And granted, I always say, just because grandma had it, grandpa had it, doesn't mean you have to have it. And that is true. But you have to be willing to take responsibility. Because if they did have it, and there is a genetic link, then it could be coming down the pipeline. If you continue to follow the same patterns that you followed watching them, meaning you ate the way that they ate, you didn't exercise the way they did not exercise, you followed in the same footsteps, if you will. That is where the key is breaking that cycle, that life cycle, and the kind of the habits that you've seen your family follow. That's really what people come down to, because it is all lifestyle, it's choice. And that's something that we have every single day. And it was given to us for free. The greatest power we have is the ability to choose. And I hope you choose wisely. So, Herbert, here's the deal. If you don't want to get type 2 diabetes, remember, our bodies break down for three different reasons. Number one, nutritional deficiencies. We lose something. We don't eat the right kind of foods over and over for a long period of time, and our body begins to break down. Two is toxicity, and that could be a toxic environment. It could be emotional toxicity. It could be toxins in our food, in our water supply, whatever that might be. Okay. And then number three, genetics. We do have a set of genetic cards that have been handed to us. However, those can be altered. There's a new study in the field called epigenetics, where we're learning that there can be changes within our genetic code. And yes, there can be actual items and choices we make every single day that can make that happen. Type 2 diabetes, what is it? It's where the body, where the pancreas, which is a little gland, begins not working as well as it used to. And where it produced insulin, it starts to slow down that process. And there are what are called insulin receptors in the body. Those begin to decline in their ability. It's almost like they lose their stickiness, if you will. And one of the biggest issues is the way we eat. It's our lifestyle. It's inactivity, non-exercise, and then, of course, eating the wrong kind of foods, processed foods, fatty foods, saturated fat. And you got to think about this. Eat food in the way God intended it to eat, be eaten. So he made, think about it, God made potatoes. He didn't make potato chips. He made apples, not apple pie. Okay? So that's the way you have to think about it when you're looking at your plate. Is it natural? Is it man-made or is it God-made? Real simple. Just use common sense. But at the end of the day, it's about balancing your proteins, your fats, and your carbohydrates, eating the right kind of carbs in the form of fruits and vegetables so that your glycemic index doesn't go too high and cause your body's blood sugar to go up so your pancreas has to secrete that insulin. So here's what happens. You get up in the morning, you eat a couple of donuts, and you drink a glass of orange juice, and you have your coffee. What happens? Your blood sugar goes through the roof. There's hardly any protein in that, some fat, but also mostly processed carbohydrate. And then insulin has to come in and push the blood sugar back down. Now you're at about 10 o'clock in the morning, and you have maybe a bagel from somebody that's sitting at work and maybe a Coke.
Blood sugar goes up. Insulin has to push it back down. Lunch, what happens? Well, you go out and get a burger and fries. What happens? Blood sugar goes up. Insulin pushes it back down. Afternoon, you get your Coke in the afternoon, maybe Diet Coke, which actually is still going to stimulate blood sugar to rise. It also increases hunger. And you've got aspartame, which can be a whole different issue and different topic. And then go to dinner. You do some kind of fast food dinner, TV dinner. Insulin goes, blood sugar goes up. Insulin pushes it back down. Now, that is a typical American that's on a fast track in this country. And so you do that over and over and over and over again. Then you have your one healthy meal a week that makes you feel good for eating your vegetables. And now you do that for 10 years. All of a sudden, your body just says, I'm done. I can't do this anymore. Things begin to shut down. Cholesterol goes up. Blood pressure goes up. Pancreas shuts down. And then you have all these major issues happening. And then you go to your family physician, and now you're 45. And you go in there, and now you're on blood pressure medication. You're on high cholesterol medication. And they just put you on metformin or glucophage for diabetes. And you're thinking, scratching your head going, what just happened? Well, grandma had it. Grandpa had it. Now I have it. And we believe it. We believe that that's the reason that we have a certain health challenge. And in your case, Herbert, you're worried about diabetes. It doesn't have to happen that way. So what do you need to do? Think about this. The food you eat every single day can be the best form of therapy that you can do for yourself. Okay? Registered dietitians call it medical nutrition therapy. And literally, they will work with you in dietary measures to actually go in and for whatever disease process you have, come up with certain diets and use certain foods to help combat that disease process. It's great. They're certified. If you don't have a registered dietitian, I think you should consider getting one. Medical professionals don't get trained in that manner. So when your physician is telling you about foods, no disrespect to their physician, but we're not trained in school that way. We get no education in it hardly whatsoever. We learn about the certain vitamins and drink your milk, and that's about it. It's really sad. So I hope, even if you're a medical professional listening right now, start using the registered dietitians. That's what they do. They're really good at it. So, Herbert, here's the deal. Foods that you eat, anti-inflammatory diet. That's in my book, Empowering Your Health. Get it, because it's going to tell you from A to Z all the different foods that will bring health to the body, all the foods that will take health out of the body. I know it was a challenge that I struggled with at one point in my life, and my story's in there. Also, think about this. Healthy fats are very important. Exercise is a huge key, proven by research. 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, doing something you enjoy, keeping your body weight where it needs to be, not letting it get overweight, getting proper rest, and don't forget, fish oils are really important from a supplement perspective, and they have all kinds of supplements you can do research on, from vanadium to chromium picolinate, alpha.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885. Or visit AccidentCenterUSA.com. That's AccidentCenterUSA.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to AccidentCenterUSA.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Stay connected with the show, healthcoachradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. You were hearing about sunburn. You know, being in the summertime, people definitely, I know I don't like to get sunburned. And, you know, being out in the sun is actually good for you. 15 to 30 minutes a day increases vitamin D. And if you take a supplement called anthoxanthin, about 4 to 8 milligrams for an adult, it actually increases your body's ability not to burn. It increases antioxidant levels within the skin and can actually help you tolerate more sun. Interesting. Actually increases pigment too. So you look up that supplement, astaxanthin. Very, very good. New research out on that, by the way.
But there's clues why sunburn is so painful. There's an article that came out. It shows that UVB radiation targets a particular protein in the body called the CXCL5 that plays a role in the sensitivity. Overexposure to the sun causes the protein to be overexpressed and triggers the pain and inflammation associated with the sunburn. In the study, researchers analyzed samples of sunburned skin from healthy people as well as rats, found more than 90 potential pain mediators. I'd like to see them sunburn rats. That's just a little aside. That would be... What is up with that? That would be interesting. They then looked at the biology behind the markers in the rats to see which of the potential pain mediators were likely triggered to UV radiation. The results pointed to CXCLS, which is part of a family of proteins known as the chemokines that attract immune cells to damaged tissue, causing inflammation and pain. And the researchers found that this protein was at the highest level at the time of maximum pain in the rats. In addition, injecting the protein into a healthy rat skin caused hypersensitivity to pain. Finally, researchers found that treating rats with a neutralizing antibody that targets the CXCL5 reduced the sensitivity to pain caused by the UVB radiation. They say the findings published in the Science Translational Medicine may help identify this protein and target for other inflammatory conditions as well. So it's interesting. So not only is the protein effect with sunburn, but it affects other areas potentially as well. And if they can isolate that, imagine what they could do with the body's ability when, of course, all these different inflammatory conditions that we deal with and suffer with in our traditional system, which is pretty amazing. For them to get in and isolate some of these will be amazing what they can do further with medicine to continue to help even on the natural side of things. So it'll be interesting to see what happens coming down the pipeline. You got questions about your health, give me a call, 888-283-7272. Or you can check us out on Facebook and Twitter. Click on the links and you can sign up, join up. And if you want to ask questions during the day, feel free to. Also, everybody's posting as well, and they can get their questions answered in a relatively quick format. Let's go to Larry now. Hi, Larry. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Dr. Ritson, for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I've got two things going on, and they may or may not be related. The first one is that recently I've been noticing muscle spasms, and not just in the foot like a Charlie horse, but in various parts of the body. Like if I twist my body, it seems to activate a muscle spasm very easily, or even if I'm driving and I'm pushing down the pedal, and one time that happened as well in the foot. I've had it in the thigh, in my chest, as I say, when I twist my torso, and like in my hand, like the index finger and the thumb seem to gravitate to each other, and there's like a kind of a spasm over there. So that's one thing that's going on that I'm not sure of what that could be from. The other thing is that I seem to stop, almost like I stop breathing, and I catch myself to breathe during the day. It's kind of like a little hiccup, you know, and a little gasp of air that I seem to want. And it happens fairly frequently during the day. I'm not sure if these two things are related or what I can do about them.
Well, the spasms, let's tackle that first. The typical spasms, if you're getting those on a regular basis, it's just a couple of questions for you to figure some things out. Now, do you drink a lot of coffee or caffeine during the day?
Well, not as much as I used to, really. I never drank coffee, but I used to drink a lot of, caffeine sodas and stuff like that.
Okay, what about now, say in the last 2 months?
Well, really not anymore, and probably even less. So, because
like
I've been watching that a little bit more recently.
One a day, none a day, every other day, give me a pattern.
I would say maybe 1 to 2 a day. And to me, that's a lot less than it used to be.
Okay, I understand. Now, what about your stress levels as far as your job or life? Have they gone up? Have they increased in the last 2 months? Or have they stayed about the same?
I would say it's gone up. I think it's gone up, yeah.
Okay.
It's a pretty stressful job, so yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, what do you do for a living?
Well, I work around, I visit people's homes, actually, and more like a crisis worker, so to speak.
So you're dealing with other people's stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, unfortunately, it's hard to separate that, but you do end up carrying some of that with you. You know, it's just part of being human, I think. And it is what it is. So the stress levels have gone up. You've cut your caffeine intake. Have you had any blood work done recently?
Yeah, it seemed to be relatively okay. Is there something in particular perhaps to look for in the blood work?
It is, and I was wondering if they checked your vitamin D levels.
No, they did not.
Yeah, I would go back and get that done. Let me tell you why. See, here's the deal. When you get spasms like that, do you sleep well or do you not sleep well?
Well, another thing is that I do have sleep apnea, so I don't sleep necessarily that great.
Okay. You have a CPAP?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right, let me connect the dots for you a little bit. When your stress levels go up, calcium absorption goes down. When calcium absorption goes down in the body, then you tend to get spasms. Now, magnesium could also trigger the same type of issue, and a lot of the minerals could. But typically, when you look at somebody and they have a history of caffeine use, whether it's coffee or soda, whatever they get that from, and, you know, you're saying 1 to 2 a day is drastically reduced from what it was. So that lets me know that for a long period of time, you've used caffeine quite a bit during the day. And that lowers calcium absorption. It lowers the body's ability to utilize it. And when that goes down, spasms increase. And it could be weird spasms. It could be an eyelid that keeps twitching. It could be an oblique muscle. One of your abdominal muscles or your oblique muscles, you could just turn and it just cramps. And it's just, you know, really painful. Or you get a Charlie horse type deal in your hamstring. Whatever it might be, typically it's due to an inability or a malabsorption issue of some of the minerals in the body, particularly calcium. And that's why I was wanting to check on vitamin D, because if you're indoors a lot, like you said, you go to people's homes, but if you're indoors a lot and you don't get the right amount of vitamin D in your diet, if you're not getting, which is very hard to get in your diet, by the way. So that's kind of a roundabout way and really the detailed version of what probably is going on. So what do you do? Get vitamin D levels checked. If it's low, ask your doc about supplementing with vitamin D3 at higher dosages. And you want to, I mean, the numbers you want to shoot for, just so you know, are between about 70 and 90 on a blood test. Those are really good numbers for vitamin D, okay, to really be effective. And then, of course, calcium. You'll get plenty of calcium if you're eating a lot of dark leafy green vegetables, spinach, kale. Even broccoli is really good. Asparagus has quite a bit of calcium in it. And, of course, dairy products, if you want to go that route, I'm a bigger fan of goat's milk than cow's milk. It's the closest molecular structure we have to human mother's milk, and that's why I'm a big fan. Goat's milk yogurt is phenomenal for getting calcium. It's also really, really great. People that have muscle spasm, you just take that alone, and you'll notice the difference in the way that you feel. So there's a lot of medicinal properties that we can find in foods and just how food affects our body. Medical nutrition therapy is what really is. It's kind of coined a new term. But, yeah, and those are for spasms themselves, that's really the way to go. And you got to look at kind of the overall issue with that. And as far as any other issues that we're talking about here, you've always got to go back to what you eat. That's the key. And I don't almost want to sound like a broken record, but it really does matter. Everything from getting inflammation down from the foods that you eat can make a big difference. And in getting your omega-3 fats up, just those basic principles alone, like when you're sleeping with sleep apnea, for example, cutting down inflammation in the body can drastically increase the way that you breathe, the way that you sleep, and change the way your body functions. I mean, those keys right there are worth everything. And in focusing on making the right changes and being consistent. And so if you haven't made some radical changes in the way you're eating every single day, that is one of the biggest keys you can do. And focus on. And being really diligent with it. Not just a couple of days a week you stick on, you're on the wagon, then you're off the wagon. Because you're never going to create change, lasting change, with those kind of behaviors and those kind of habits. And so it really becomes a sleep apnea, again, going back to that, a really big issue is making sure that you're not anemic, making sure that you have plenty of oxygen going into the red blood cells. And so it's okay that your doc did the blood work and said everything was okay, but I would ask them to dig a little bit deeper. There's some other tests. There's methylmalonic acid, which can really detail and see how well your B12 is. That's a big one. And also TIBC, which is total iron binding capacity, that combined with ferritin, those two can really show you how well iron stores are, and iron stores in the body are a great indicator of how well oxygen is holding within the red blood cells. So see, it all works hand in hand. And of course, you know, having your body at the right weight is of course a big key. We all know that. But I mean, at the cellular level, making sure that you're doing the right types of lifestyle choices every single day so that you can function at your optimum level, that's really the key. And with muscle spasms, always, for the most part, always environmental and always dietary or nutritional. You put those two together and you'll notice a big difference. You know, you can take a medicine called Requip if you talk to your doctor about it, but there's other options available. And I just want you to make sure that you can research those and have your ammunition to make the best decision for you.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now, 888-283-7272. And check us out online at healthcoachradio.com.
Well, lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Also, Facebook and Twitter. If you haven't joined, you need to. Live events coming up soon. We're going to keep you posted. So if you're not involved with Facebook and Twitter, that's where you're going to hear about it first, of course. Email Derek in New York. He writes, I've been dealing with headaches on the right side of my head for the last 2 weeks. It's almost daily. What do you think could be causing this? Well, Derek, typically with headaches, depending on if it's a migraine or not, you've got to look at nutritional deficiencies always, because they can be a major player. And although a lot of headaches can be chemical and vascular in nature, they can also be nutritional. Now, typically, people that have headaches constantly on their right side or the right eye or the right side of the head, typically an iron deficiency. And so many times I have seen where people have had chronic headaches in that area, you do blood work, they're low in iron. Pretty amazing. Now, the other on the left-hand side typically a lot of times can show up as more of a zinc deficiency. You can check that as well. And if you have chronic headaches in the back of the head, a lot of times it can be acetylcholine. Low acetylcholine or low choline in the brain can typically cause that. And stress is a big driver for low acetylcholine. It's the number one brain chemical that our body uses for one nerve to talk to another. Pretty incredible. And when that gets low, everything starts going down. Your memory goes down. Your creativity goes down. Short-term memory. It's amazing. So acetylcholine is a big one. But yeah, it's probably iron deficiency. I would go to your primary care physician, get some blood work done. TIBC, total iron binding capacity. Great test to have done. They can check that as well. Cuddling may be a key to long and happy relationships. Yes, I said cuddling. Spooning, guys, the thing you don't like to do. But anyway, cuddling, caressing, they say helps boost satisfaction in long-term relationships, according to a new study of middle-aged and older couples. The study also found that tenderness is more important to men than to women. Really? That men are more likely to report being happy in their relationship, and that women are more likely to be satisfied with their sexual relationship, said the researchers from the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. The study included more than 1,000 couples from the United States, Brazil, Germany, Japan, and Spain who had been together for an average of 25 years. Participants were 40 to 70-year-old men and women and their female partners. Men were more likely to be happy in a relationship if they were in good health, and frequent cuddling and kissing also predicted relationship happiness for men, but not for women. Japanese men and women were significantly happier with their relationships than Americans, who were happier than the Brazilians and the Spaniards, according to the Kinsey Institute, June Hyman and their colleagues. So interesting. So cuddling plays a big role in overall health and relationships. So very important, guys. If you're not cuddlers, or women, if you're not, might want to consider jumping in and making that a part of your daily relationship. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Sandra. Hi, Sandra.
Yes, hi.
How can I help, darling?
Hi there, Dr. Asa. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Actually, I was listening to the radio show a couple of nights ago, and there was a trucker on that had been in trucking since the late 90s, I believe, and he was talking about sitting for the 11 hours and no exercise.
Right.
And I had just kind of thought along the order of to let him know that there are jobs out here in trucking that you will get exercise, like he can elect to do flat bedding. He can elect to do household moving, which you sure get plenty of exercise on the job, and as opposed to no-touch freight, when, yes, you are sitting and driving. You get out, you open your doors, you close your doors, you leave, you drive again, you bump the dock. So, yes, there is a pattern with the dry van that is no-touch freight, and there's also other areas of trucking that, yes, he could elect to choose where he would get his exercise and the job atmosphere itself as well. I just wanted to input that.
Well, that's really good information. Do you exercise on a regular basis?
Yeah, I do pretty much as well as I can out here trucking. It is hard sometimes, but yeah, I park a good little way away from places, so I have to walk. I get out and I do walk, but there the hours of service rules where you have to, you got a 14-hour rule from day, you know, the beginning of the day to the end of the day. And your drive time within that, you're pretty much forced to drive 10 or 11 hours straight because of the rules. So even the rules make it unsafe, in my opinion.
Yeah, is there not a way, though? I've talked to a lot of truckers. Is there not a way to work within those rules and take a couple of 15-minute breaks throughout the day?
All right. Now, yes and no, meaning truckers, number one, to even pull off the interstate, pull off whatever road you're on, go to a truck stop, go to a roadside park if truckers can get in there. It takes you, once you begin to leave the interstate, it already takes you some, it takes you, even go to a fuel stop, it may take a whole 45 minutes from the time you begin to slow down to where you get to your fuel stop, you fuel, and you leave again, and another, really, about 45 minutes to even build up to speed again.
Yeah, so it really, it cuts in on that. And so
yeah,
the whole time that it takes just to get that 15 minutes to yourself to go exercise really cuts out an hour by the time you get in, pull off, you know, do whatever you're going to do. I get it. So, I mean, really, you have to plan out, obviously, well. And I've just really challenged a lot of people that are on the road like you are to somehow make those provisions, because for your health, your health will deteriorate if you don't get that exercise in. And so it's good that you come up with ways to do that. You've got to come up with a trucker's guide for health and fitness. It would be a good, I think, little tidbit for them. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, John Garrison, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm Asa Andrew. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed...
Have you been injured? Had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885, or visit AccidentCenterUSA.com. That's AccidentCenterUSA.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to AccidentCenterUSA.com.